Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, powered by ComEd. Start saving with smart meter-enabled tools and programs at comed.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
We really needed to cut to the important issues. Halsey's underarms last week. Remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the internet trolls are all freaked out because apparently Halsey has decided to stop shaving her underarms. And somehow, I don't know, she was raising her arms in sweet victory about something. And it was caught on the internet. Oh, my God. She's like the Geico caveman under there. Or something like that. I didn't see it. Don't need to. Not interested in it. Just saw the story.
Yeah.
So, of course, everybody on the internet is like, oh, my God, how can you? Come on, shave your underarms. That's so gross. And then, you know, on the other side, oh, how dare you tell her to do that? She's living life how she wants to live it. Why don't you shut up? And then, you know, fist fights break out and the whole place is up for grabs again. That's the world we live in now.
Yep. Yes.
But the concept, I think we need to reach global consensus on something at some point in our lives where every single person goes, let's all agree on that. And in my mind, and this is just me throwing it out, I think armpits are one thing we should all at some point try to reach a conclusion or an agreement where we all say, all right, let's clean those things up.
What about the women who don't want to?
I know. There's always going to be somebody.
We should reach that, but I don't know if we will.
I don't know that we ever will. But I'm suggesting that that could be one where we might start to get close. Mm. We'll never get all the way there.
No.
I'm a realist when it comes to this. There's always going to be, you know, somebody that wants to grow it out. And, hey, that's your thing. I was just wondering if we could all reach a consensus on that.
Mm.
Guess not, right?
Okay, well.
Like Melissa, she loves to let her armpits go.
What?
Get crazy and out of control.
Sure. I've seen that.
Yeah. You seen her in a tank top?
Who
oh, my God.
Uses deodorant? Come on.
She looks like a guy named Anthony.
Right.
When she comes walking in.
Tell you, confused her.
And it's just coming out everywhere.
Anthony from sales one time said, hey, Anthony, what's
right,
going on?
Yeah. Yeah. And turn around to Melissa. Right. Oh, geez, sorry.
Weird.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't know.
Real here.
Yeah. So I'm thinking about that. And maybe, and this is just a suggestion, maybe Halsey sees that, sees all that stuff and goes, all right, fine. I'll put it on my to-do list this week. Shave my armpits. At some point before Friday, I'll get it done. I'll shave my armpits. You think that's going to happen?
No.
Like by Friday on, you know, Entertainment Tonight, they'll be covering it. Halsey shaved her armpits finally.
No, I agree.
I don't think so. Happening?
I think probably is doing it for a purpose. Now she's got a statement to make.
Okay, well, let's suppose that she puts it on her list and doesn't get it done for this week. It's time for our list. About your list, brought to us by
Antigo Credit Union, open to the community for better rates, fewer fees, and banking without the bummer. Visit antigo.org, antigo.org.
I'm just suggesting maybe Halsey puts it on her list for her to-do list for this week, shave her armpits. We're looking for the top three things you're putting on your to-do list for this week that you likely won't do.
That you won't do.
Right, got it.
Oh,
and it's
my
on
gosh.
Your to-do list, but won't get done. Likely. What would those top three things be? Top three things on your to-do list for this week that aren't going to happen. You're a lot like Halsey, Bill.
I shave every day. It's
shave.
Happen.
Yeah. Is it going to happen this week?
Probably not.
There you go. Uh-huh. On your to-do list for this week, Patrick, not going to happen.
Win the lottery.
Yep. Mine too.
I get
mine
that.
Too.
Yeah.
On your to-do list at number three for this week, not going to happen, Katie.
Replant my daylilies.
Not on my list.
Right.
Yep. Won't get that in this week. And that might you might even have the best intentions of that, but weather will prohibit that from happening. At number two, you can't blame the weather for this one. Steven, on your to-do list, not going to happen.
Changing my bed sheet.
Yeah. How long has it been? A couple of months?
Yeah.
Have they been changed in 2018 yet?
No.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, I'm sure nice
there
little dark
are.
Spot is...
There we go.
Ending up there.
Why you gotta go to that dark spot, bro?
I don't know.
And finally, in at number one on your to-do list for this week is not gonna happen, though, Wendy.
Teach myself calligraphy.
Yeah, me too. It's like sixth on my list. I gotta get that calligraphy figured out for this week. Why you want to teach yourself calligraphy but not do it?
It's just one more thing on my to-do list that I just can't get around to.
Are you planning on opening a wedding invitation business?
I am.
Yeah.
I need to make some extra cash.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Don't they just have a font for that now?
You would think, right? Yeah, but sometimes you want to, you know, the old school way.
The
where
personal
each one's
touch.
A little bit different.
Yeah, that's true.
A new survey says more than 80% of teens currently own an iPhone.
That's not a shock.
It's not.
Well, iPhone specifically or just a smartphone?
Own an iPhone, it says.
Okay.
80%. Now, again, you might think, well, in my world, they all seem to. But again, this is a national survey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there could be, you know, a 14-year-old driving the tractor down in central Illinois that hasn't gotten their iPhone yet. 80% of teens.
Have you? I am surprised, but at the same time, there's times when I've been out and I've seen this 15-year-old girl or who or boy or whatever, and I look down there on their phone, and it's like a nice iPhone, and I'm like, wow, you know, you're living the dream right now, kid. 15, right, you know?
Let's not get quite crazy enough to go to the dream level of living the dream.
They're all just stressed out anyway over it. It just makes them more stressed out. Now, the reason I wasn't surprised is because if you had said, like, fifth graders or something, I would have been surprised. Because there's a lot of people who give, you know.
Sure,
so
I get it.
By the time you get to teenagehood, I would just assume that it's the norm.
And I understand. Again, we're living in this myopic world where, you know, it's the world you live in, But I bet if they did a survey, what percentage have TVs, it'd be like, you know, what percentage of households in America have TVs, it'd be 88%.
Yeah, maybe.
I agree with you 100%.
Because there are parts of, you know, the country that don't have that level of technological advancement or whatever that are also factored into this survey. 82%.
Wow, that's the thing that brings them together with
the
rest
of us. What do you think the average age is for the teens with an iPhone?
Average age?
Average teenage age.
16?
That's exactly right, Melissa. That's not to say that that many aren't getting them earlier, because they are. You know, you go into Starbucks now and you see mom or dad ordering a coffee and you see the four-year-old over there working through some Amazon stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ordering some stuff on Amazon while they're waiting for mom or dad to get their coffee, right? 82% of teens surveyed said they own an iPhone. 84% said their next phone would be an iPhone. This survey done by Apple. No. Might have been.
Exactly.
Who knows? Now, too, cell phones are gaining acceptance inside U.S. schools.
Oh, I knew that, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
you hear about that all the time.
See, I think that is surprising, because I think a lot of schools, what they're saying here is they are saying to the kids, all right, fine, use your iPhones while you're in school, while you're in my class, text, you know, Joe over in the other school or whatever. Because I think a lot of schools up until now, maybe I'm being naive, had said, you know what, put them away. You're not supposed to be using your phone during class. Doesn't mean that they weren't violating that. But now schools are having policies come out there where they're saying, all right, you can use your iPhone in your class.
Here's why I'm not surprised. My wife's a high school teacher.
Yeah.
And I have been surprised by this over the years where she's been telling me this, but she says they leave it up to, in her school.
Right.
They leave it up to the individual teacher. It's very, very, very difficult to police.
Sure.
So only sort of the hardest ass of teachers are the ones who will stop kids from using them.
Again, not talking about difficult to police. I agree with it. I'm just talking about the policy in place for this school says blank.
Yeah.
Now the policies are changing from you are not to use it, because the policy is in place, you are not to use it, but you're all doing it anyway, to okay, just use it now. That's what this story is about.
Yeah, no, but it is okay.
Is the policy in place at her school where they say you can use your iPhones here?
It is fine.
All right.
But if a teacher wants to make their own policy in their own class, they can do that. But it is otherwise fine. That's what I'm saying.
The percentage of kindergarten through 12th grade public schools that prohibited cell phone use was about 66% in 2016. That prohibited it.
Yeah. Which to me, I don't even understand. You're in there to learn, so why do you have to have your cell phone on? I feel like you can have it there, but keep it in your locker. But
many people will argue now this is the only way we learn is by using our phones.
I think parents
for a variety of things.
I think now the parents have come to the point of like, well, my kid needs it. What if they need to get a hold of me? What
right.
if there's some? That's what the argument is that has made schools give in.
Right. Right. The parents have maybe pushed forward, and the schools are now using it.
Yes.
Like, because at my kids' high school, you know, they use iPads.
Right.
For a lot of different things now. And all of their cell phone stuff comes to their iPad.
Right.
So they're getting it anyway. And I think that is starting to get factored in as well. They're like, well, all right, from a technology standpoint, they're going to get it somehow anyway. In 6 months, it'll probably start showing up on their retinas. You know, they'll be able to get everything transmitted right directly to our retinas.
Right.
We don't even know that it's going on.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm blown away. I'm blown away.
What are you blown away by?
I just don't know how.
Grandma Melissa.
I don't know how, if you're in, you know, eighth or ninth grade and you have your iPad in front of you, how you're getting any work done because that's going to be so distracting.
They don't have books anymore? Like,
they have some books.
Some, but like 2/3 of my kids' classes are on their iPads. They don't even have a book. The book is on the iPad.
Well, I think they...
Okay, so that's one... I mean, what about all the other classes? Science and...
Yes.
And science is on their iPad.
Yes.
Math is on their iPad. They're not using
schools.
A piece of paper and a
yes.
pencil?
Yeah. Everything is done on there and the homework is transmitted on their iPad to, you know, like sending an email in.
Right. And from the... Even in fourth grade, let me just say, they do their homework on a Google Doc page.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? And I don't know about every.
I don't know
school,
how long this has been going on. It can't be that long.
And I don't know what the. I don't know how. I don't know if it's what the percentage is, but like they pass out iPads to all the kids, at least at my wife's school.
Yeah,
you know, it's like part of the thing.
Right. Right.
Not
I
even
only
their
have
own
a
iPad.
First grader. I have no clue what's coming.
I'm anticipating that probably like next year, you're going to be immersed in this world, and if you haven't been already, which you haven't, obviously.
Mm-mm.
But yeah, it's,
they don't give out iPads to first graders.
And what I'm about to say is, it's just a matter of time before, they do.
I know that they're coming. Yeah. I've heard that. And I don't know if it's second or third grade or what it is, but I'm just surprised that there's like no, hardly any books involved.
Who has the youngest kid that is using the most technology right now?
Like in general or in school?
In school. I mean, just at your school. You know, your first grader is already doing all of their work, you know, all their drawings and everything on an iPad. Your pre-kindergartner is building blocks now on iPads rather than actually building blocks.
That would be pretty fun.
Like they're going to play with blocks, but now they're playing with blocks on iPads.
Right.
Well,
is that happening? Hi there, Eric.
Good morning.
Hi, what'd you have to add?
So I'm actually a teacher in Whip's Wife District, and all the students have iPads. But we have built into our iPads, because all the teachers have them, a program called Apple Classroom.
Mm-hmm.
And it allows us to monitor and control every iPad in our classroom during class time.
So could you hit like a shut it down button and it's gone?
Yeah, so we can actually lock them into any app that we want them locked in. We could watch their screens, and then we can actually screen capture anything that they're doing
and
send it to their parents.
Yeah,
it's very much Big Brother, but we do have control there.
Yeah. Look at that.
You can't trust them.
Do they know that you have this control, or is this a big secret?
Yes. So there's a blue bar that goes across the top of their iPad when they're using it so that they know we're watching them.
Aha!
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, so if they're texting Jenny about Billy, we all know the story. You'll find out about it.
Right. Aha. Right. And they know as soon as they see the blue bar we're watching, they should stop doing all this stupid activity.
Right.
That seems fair.
Yeah.
In a school, it seems fair.
I know, you're a fan of the Big Brother thing.
Well, in a school, not in life.
Hey. It's just the beginning. Maybe you're being watched right now. Have you seen the Facebook story?
No, I'm sure I am. I don't like it, but I'm sure I am.
It's good for you to be watched, just not me.
Exactly.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Youngest kid, most technology.
My 5-year-old in kindergarten, the whole classroom uses iPads for activities.
Yep.
Wow. Kindergarten, huh? What are they doing on the iPad every day?
Calculus.
I don't know if they use it every day, but the school in New Lenox supplies it for them, and they use them a lot of the days on, you know, math and all different kinds of programs.
Fortnite.
Yeah. Fortnite.
Until the blue bar comes up, then you're busted.
Yeah. That's back to ABCs.
That's right. Hi, Dina.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Most technology. Go ahead.
My kids have had iPads since sixth grade. No textbooks, not a textbook in the house.
Yep.
And if we at all wanted to help with homework, we could ask the teachers to rent a textbook and bring a textbook home. But all technology, they're freshmen in high school, haven't seen a textbook.
Right.
Had to get them Apple pens for Christmas so that they could do their homework more efficiently on the iPads. Awesome.
Melissa,
are you saying that sarcastically? Awesome, or?
It is awesome.
Oh, okay.
Melissa is like, oh my God. Now I'm going to have to cancel my afternoon of churning butter. Churning it in order to, you know, find the time to go out and get some technology.
Who don't have technology?
Yeah, I'm just saying, for your kid.
He's got technology.
From my time out here on Little House on the Prairie. I got to get done feeding the goats and get inside. Catch up with the rest
of them.
You
better have an IT specialist on standby.
You know who the IT specialist is? Your kids.
That's true.
They are IT specialists. Hey, Becca.
Hi.
Most technology.
I'm a first grade teacher, and our entire school district is like 1-to-1. So all my kindergarten, like all the kindergartners have iPads. All my first graders have iPads. Mm-hmm. So the whole school district 1-to-1.
Can you blue bar them? I'm learning about this blue bar technology.
Yeah, ours is called a Hapara, though.
Oh.
So you can like pull it up.
I actually ordered that when I was in Hawaii once. You can get the Hapara with the poop letter in the
side. Oh yeah, really sounds
good.
Really good.
Anyway, you were saying.
No, it's just, it's really cool. We, like, they read books on it, and we have, like, QR codes that they scan, like, get their books, and it's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I'm feeling, like, a little left out with all these other places that their kids have gotten iPads in school, right. And mine hasn't.
Time to pack up and move.
What?
Throw the crayons out and hit the road. Till now.
Anybody listening who
doesn't get along with your significant other's family for a strange reason? It's not they're intrusive. It's not they have no filter. It's that your father-in-law is a terrible dresser. You just can't. It's like, how can he go out in those pants? I cannot go out with him because he's in those pants.
Members only jacket again?
Right.
Come on.
Anybody listening who doesn't get along with your significant other's family for a strange reason? You can be all-encompassing. We just don't like each other. Or just there are moments that they drive you crazy specifically because of this. Your father-in-law is a very poor dresser, or whatever it might be. Hi, Patricia.
Yes, morning.
Good morning. You don't get along with your husband's family?
Well, we used to get along, but then my husband's stepbrother's wife accused me of having an affair with her husband.
Well, let's break this down a little bit. Your husband's stepbrother's wife, so she accused you of having an affair with your stepbrother?
Yes.
I see.
And she was going through my bank accounts and hotel
Have you considered
stays.
Getting LifeLock?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Just saying. Yeah. And how did it play out?
Well, we checked all the facts and told her that there's no way that could have happened.
Okay.
And thank goodness I was with my husband at the time that she was accusing me of being with her husband.
Yeah.
We were asking, where was your husband at those times?
Yeah, that's going to make it tough at the old July 4th barbecue.
Yeah, no kidding.
Very.
You better have some proof if you're going to make those accusations.
Well, they had proof to refute it, so that's good, right?
Yeah.
Hannah.
Yes.
Hi, you do not get along for a specific reason. What is it?
My uncle married his cousin.
My uncle married his cousin.
Yep.
Is it first cousin?
They are second cousins once removed.
God,
so
totally
legally, it's okay.
Right.
But the way that works is their grandmothers are actually sisters.
Yeah, I'm having a hard time following this.
Yeah, I need diagrams.
And this is your significant other's family or your own family?
Both, actually.
Okay.
Yeah, it's because she's also like a bitch, so.
well, then you throw that on top of it.
Yeah, really bottom line it there.
I mean, beyond the whole inbred quality, I mean, she's just a bitch on top of it, so try that out for size, Eric. All right, you got me on that?
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Oh, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Hey, it's Eric, and this is the Eric in the Morning with Melissa and Whip podcast, featuring highlights from our show on 101.9 FM The Mix, WTMX Chicago, powered by ComEd. Start saving with smart meter-enabled tools and programs at comed.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.
Why millennials are so obsessed with their nieces and nephews. That's what they call them, the nibblings. The nibbling, shorthand for nieces and nephews, infatuation might be a millennial thing, according to new research. Relationship experts have long believed that the relationship between aunts and uncles and their nibblings tend to be less judgmental than those between parents and children. Say, you know, you're a kid, you can go to your aunt, and she understands you, and your mom's a pain in your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right?
That. Yeah.
The aunt has less at stake.
Right.
Whatever.
A non-conforming kid can be a bit worrisome to a parent. To an aunt or an uncle, though, maybe they're more likely to be a point of pride. Ah, look at you out there misbehaving. Love you, kid. Since millennials tend to value individualism and like to express uniqueness,
They may have special non-judgmental bonds with their nieces and nephews. How many millennials are nodding in your car right now? People in the U.S. are waiting longer to get married now or have kids, which means millennials have many years of single adulthood to dote on their nibblings. Having nieces and nephews around can also give single people practice for having kids someday. I'd like to talk about that part.
So you think.
I'd like to talk about that. Is there anybody that loves your nibblings? I mean, you're way into your nieces and nephews, but they have actually convinced you otherwise. Because, you know, you hear a lot of people go, oh, I love being around my nieces and nephews. I can't wait to have my own. You're the exact opposite. Oh, I love my nieces and nephews, and it's because of them I will never have any.
Right. They have you scared legitimately, me straight.
Right. Legitimately, your nieces or nephews have convinced you having them is plenty. I don't want any of my own after witnessing having them. Kind of the exact opposite phenomenon is taking place versus what they're finding out in this study.
Yeah. You know, that happens.
It says here, like, Abby, who's 25, says that as the youngest kid in her family, she enjoys having nieces to take care of. I never babysat. I don't think I ever held a baby until my nieces. They've caused me to realize how much I want kids of my own. Yeah, not so much. Having your nibblings, your nieces or nephews, and you love them, has convinced you not to have kids. You were planning on it. Until this. Hi there, Jill.
Hi.
Hi, this has been the convincing thing, having your nibblings?
Yes, I love them to death. I show them off to everyone. I love seeing them. But then once they have their little tantrums, I love handing them back to mom and dad.
Right. And prior to that, did you think you might have your own?
Yeah, eventually.
Yeah. Now you've shut that whole thought process down.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Right.
Not going to happen. Lexi.
Hey.
Hi, how about you?
So I've realized that I am so selfish still.
Did having nieces and nephews make you realize that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That with my time, I'm still pretty selfish, so I don't know if I want them yet.
Right. You don't have. No, you say want them yet. So you're saying you might someday. They haven't completely convinced you not to do it.
Not completely, no.
Yeah. Yeah, spend some more time with them.
Yeah, you're on the fence.
Yeah, exactly. You guys should hang out more. See how that goes. Having nibblings has convinced you not to have kids. Didn't make you go, oh, I love it. I want my own. Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
Hi.
No, I definitely don't want my own children. I love my niece. I have one niece. She's awesome. But it's just the time and effort putting into every day.
Oh, so demanding, right? Never stop. In that whole, you got to keep them alive thing.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You're responsible for their livelihood, their happiness.
That is very true.
Yeah.
And after just a few hours of babysitting, I am exhausted.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You think the only thing you can think is, man, I have got to get out of here and go get a drink.
Very true.
Yeah.
It is.
Usually when you have kids, at about the age of two, that starts to kick in again. That, man, I have got to get out of here and have a drink, right? Or 10.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that maybe this had something to do with it, too? Another study says, drinking just one extra beer or glass of wine, ladies, can shorten your life. It'll kill you.
I saw this, but come on.
See? You're gonna drop dead at noon today.
Exactly. Ah.
They say, smoking like a true drunk.
Right.
Yet another major new study about booze. This time comes with the sobering warning. The drinking of just one extra glass of wine or beer over the recommended weekly limit could cut your life expectancy by 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Per beer?
Melissa's right
period?
Now weighing it. Does that seem
big
worth
deal.
It?
Deal! 15 minutes?
Per time that it happens.
Oh, I thought you meant overall. Yeah. Like at the end or like, well, I like, would have lived an extra
11, 15, what do I care?
Who cares?
Yeah. The coroner's just going to estimate anyway. Who cares?
Right. No. Each time it happens, you get whacked 15 minutes. Could have been a great 15 minutes.
I guess it depends on what you were doing those last 15 minutes.
Melissa's at the bar going, looks like it's going to be a half hour.
Oh, man.
And finally, if you're at the restaurant and you're all hammered, you're whacking 15 minutes off your life with each drink. Doesn't matter. Your waiter is so stoned, he doesn't know anyway. Another study says, is your waiter stoned? Pot use is highest among restaurant workers.
Really?
Yeah, potheads.
Man, there's another industry where I'm like, yeah, nobody smokes a lot of weed.
You should maybe get checked. A new survey of workers in pot-friendly Colorado finds that the food service industry is most likely to have employees who use marijuana. Workers from various industries were all polled, and it came out that workers in the food industry tended to be stoned the most.
Okay.
Overly surprised by that?
Not really.
Nah.
All right, I'm probably going to regret this, but as I'm reading all this, I'm, what?
Good.
Well, I read the headline, is your waiter stoned? Pot use highest among restaurant workers. In what place did you encounter somebody who you think was probably wasted that shouldn't have been? You know, like you sat down to order, your waiter came over.
What should I get you?
He's feeling good.
Right. You go to see the doctor, the doctor's like, yeah, I get a shot. You're thinking it's another kind of shot.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. You get to work, your boss obliterated.
Mm.
You're pretty sure. You don't really, not 100% certain, but they sure were acting funny. See, look how uncomfortable we
are.
I've had some bosses in the past, too, you know.
You think they were ever, you know, you might have arrived to work and you could tell they had a couple of pops beforehand?
I mean, I think it's possible. I have no proof.
You can't confirm it.
I cannot confirm.
Right.
I think they think I've earned the right to be in this office, and I'm going to take advantage.
Just like in this survey, if you're in Denver and you're ordering chicken fingers, you're pretty sure your waiter's stoned. You can't really confirm it, though.
Right.
But as it turns out, you may have seen this, they say A, legal marijuana use has caused a drop in binge drinking. B, a study says drinking just one extra beer of wine can shorten your life by 15 minutes each time it happens. So Melissa's been trying to do the math for that whole song, figuring out how much she's got left. And maybe till Friday.
Right.
So if I'm lucky.
You're lucky.
Cram a lot of show in.
Yeah, yeah.
And finally, in another study, is your waiter stoned? Pot use is highest among restaurant workers. There's nothing worse than sitting down to try to order your chicken fingers, and your server is so stoned that he or she can't even form a sentence.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
312-591-6800. The place you ran into somebody you think might have had a few too many. You know, your waiter, Whip's, most of Whip's bosses.
I had a few over the years, yeah.
A second ago. You know, you go to your doctor.
Mm-hmm.
Doctor had a 3-martini lunch. It was pretty obvious. Where did you run into somebody, Dawn?
I did. So, failing in Mexico.
Your phone's clipping there, Dawn. Okay. You're going to have to start over there. We couldn't hear you. What was that?
So parasailing in Mexico, the guys driving the boat were clearly high as a kite.
Ah.
Still did it anyway.
Parasailing in Mexico.
And you still did it anyway, you say.
Well,
I wouldn't.
Right.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. You wouldn't parasail, period. Or at least that's what I'm saying. He could be stone cold sober. You're not getting me up there. You
really?
See, they run those people into hotels.
Even I've done that.
Do they?
Yeah.
I've seen the video, though, since.
Oh.
I did it.
Yeah.
I did it before I saw that. Then I saw that later on.
Maybe
yeah,
I so did I
just,
see that
when
one.
He goes swinging around, slamming a hotel, you know what they do then? They just cut the line and drive away. Never see him again.
I've heard this.
That's scary.
Yeah. Doesn't end well.
You think they might have had a couple. Where, Cindy?
Oh, so I have a good one. I was on my honeymoon many, many years ago, and we were in St. Thomas, and it's all little shops of little alleys, and we were lost and decided to ask a police officer, so wagged him down, opened the window, and all the pot smoke just poured out of the window.
It's all these tropical destinations.
Yeah.
Parasailing in Mexico.
Right.
Partying in St. Thomas with the cops.
Yeah.
What the hell's going on with the world? Can't order any chicken fingers anymore.
No.
312-591-6800. You're pretty certain you ran into somebody who'd had a couple. Where, Jim?
Yeah, I was the one who had too many.
Oh, God. Like 15 minutes ago?
No, it was about 5-6 years ago.
Gotcha.
I was trying to become a manager, and I had Monday off, so I went out and I just smoked a big bong. And my boss called me in. And I was running an interview for about 5 people, and mid-interview, I just started drooling.
Drooling?
Literally, you're hired. You're the kind of guy we want around here.
And I was like, all right, yep, the interview's over.
Yeah.
See you guys Monday.
Yeah, here's all you said.
Hey, what's happening?
Yeah.
A big bomb.
I started drooling.
He's in radio. Radio guy.
Well, he'd be perfect for this business.
Yep. 53.
Hey. Yeah, it was actually me, Eric.
Oh, really?
What happened?
Yeah. I had this huge bong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Melody.
Yeah, that's me.
That's her.
She's doing a big time interview with them, and she's nervous, but I think she's going to do a good job. They're coming in here today, so I think there's going to be crowds downstairs.
Really?
Yeah.
5 Seconds of Summer?
Oh, yeah.
Now, is there still going to be crowds downstairs, even though it's not in the summer yet? Because,
yes.
You know, because kids are in school in 5 Seconds of Summer. You know, drive the teenagers crazy.
Well, I'll tell you, this is one of those bands, though,
yeah,
that, you know.
20-something, 30-something millennials are crazy.
They love them,
like
too.
Like Mel D.
That's right.
Now, is Mel D super fan or creepy fan? There's a difference.
I don't know. I haven't decided yet, but I know she's really nervous to talk to him, but extremely excited.
We'll talk to her in a second. First, though, who set it up, Big Karwowski?
I'm not sure. Maybe.
Music department?
Maybe music department.
Where's Big Carlos? He's not already in a meeting, is he?
Oh, I saw him 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, Mel D. Where's Mel D?
Mel
5 Seconds of Summer. My friend left, got his jazz, it felt like a job. She's kind of hot.
His mom and dad both think he's a slob. He's got Hello.
Are you nervous?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little. I've never interviewed anybody before, so.
Really?
And these guys are huge, and I just want to make sure I don't, like, they have crazy fans, so I just want to make sure I ask the right questions.
You're going to get sweaty. You're going to have sweaty armpits.
Well, I wore my best, like, grunge look.
There you go.
Yeah.
Straight out
my
of Seattle.
Band's top, oh, yeah. Like.
Right.
What's up?
Yeah, what's
now,
up? Do you fall into super fan or creepy fan?
Super
category?
Fan super with these fan. Guys. I kind of missed the boat, like, right when they got super big, I kind of jumped on after that. Yeah. Because One Direction was, for me, like, that was my.
A lifeblood?
Yeah, a little bit.
Life-changing.
What's your favorite from One Direction?
Yeah. No, don't tell me. You were a Zayn person.
No.
Niall.
No.
Harry.
Yep, Harry. I love Harry. It's the hair. He's got the curly hair.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Oh, sexy hair.
Yeah, so did you ever see him in Dunkirk?
No, I. But you said you can't,
yeah, I can't
understand
watch. I don't know what they're saying.
Oh, don't listen to him. It's a good movie.
Can you understand a word they're saying in that
Most
movie?
Most of it, no. It's just, it's about the bombings and stuff, though.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah.
All right. Now, how many of the seconds will be here from the 5 Seconds of Summer? Are there five of them?
That's a popular question. There's only four of them.
Oh, well, then why the hell are they called 5 Seconds?
It's a long story that it would take me a while to explain, but I haven't actually heard if they're all coming yet. Mm-hmm. I was waiting on Big Karwowski to give me that news, but as of right now, I think they're all coming.
Who's,
four of them.
Who set this up? Is this his handiwork?
I found out Big Karwowski called me on Saturday to let me know the news. This was not planned. I was like, okay, yes, I got this. So I'm just learning everything now. But
okay,
I'm very excited.
We're going to have crowds downstairs.
I love it. You're moving. You know what I like best? You're kind of moving into creepy, which is awesome.
Yeah, I think it's a fine line between big fan and creepy
right.
fan. She's
you're
going to
do that old Chris Farley bit where you... We say a lot to him, but you don't ask him any questions.
Yeah,
you just tell him how much you love him, and then just let you go. Okay.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you know that time
you?
We did this thing?
That was awesome.
That was so cool, you guys.
Then there'll be this long pause, and everybody will look at each other and go, okay. All right.
Well, they're not going to enjoy the snow. I'm just like, oh, I already posted on Twitter. I'm like, we're sorry for the snow.
You're apologizing for the weather.
Yes.
Where will this interview be found, take place, be available?
We're going to post it to all of our at 1019 Mix Chicago social media.
Oh, it's
platform.
Not on the morning show stuff?
I can post it in the morning.
What do I care?
I can post it there. It's going to be everywhere.
It's going to be everywhere. Okay.
But except the air. We're not going to do it live on the air. We're going to have them in our little, the casual huddle room. We have a business huddle room and a casual huddle room. So
she's on it.
She is so hopped up on the uppers.
On the uppers. Maybe she needs some weed to chill out.
You're like jacked on the caffeine right now. You're jacked
I haven't had any
caffeine. Coffee
or anything. I'm like, I don't know. So yeah, I just woke up this morning and I was like, all right, I'm going to straighten my hair. It's going to be a good day. Thank you. I straightened my hair. So.
All right. Well, good luck with that. Let us know how that goes, Creeper.
Thanks, guys.
Melody.
All right.
Yeah, that's me.
Melody.
Melody. Next topic of the daytime, 60123. Something we shared with you about 20 minutes ago. It was called Women on the Sexiest Thing a Guy's Ever Said to Them. Any variation of I can't handle myself around you? Caroline said, he said, put that book down right now or I'm going to have to take it from you.
That's worthy of 50 Shades of Grey dialogue writing.
Yeah.
Tess says when he puts his hand on the small of my back and pulls me toward him and says really quietly, come here. And finally, the one Melissa liked the most. Hey, put your wallet away. This one's on me.
Yeah, I love that one.
I know you do.
Your money's no good with me.
So we said text us 60123, the sexiest thing a guy's ever said to you. I got the finalists here. Who should pick today's winner?
Doesn't this seem more of a Melissa thing? She did pick the last one, I think, but it
I
seems
did.
Like this is more her territory.
Well, you're cheap, too. Oh, I mean.
No, this is yours.
I know.
The first one on here I really like, but I don't know if I can say it. On the sexiest thing a man's ever said to you.
Why? I mean, too dirty? Or?
Here, don't read it out loud. Just read the first one. To yourself. Right there on top.
Rip.
Read the first one, just right on the top there.
Okay, not highlighted?
No, highlighted. Right on the top. Right on the top, very first one.
Okay.
It involves power washing.
Yeah, I know, I see it. I mean...
Yeah, I don't think you can say that. Bless you.
Bless you.
I don't think you can say that.
It
involves power washing you. That's really what it comes
down
to.
Yeah, pretty much. You get the idea from that.
All right, finalists, here we go. Ready? The sexiest thing ever...
Bless you.
Can I get you some Singular from Merck?
Yep, I'm good.
I think do that more.
Sorry.
All right, here we go. Sexiest thing anybody's ever said to you.
That sneeze.
Hey, Rip, pick your favorite. I'll pick mine and Melissa. Melissa will pick hers.
I can't believe you called him Rip. Oh,
are you in 8-second delay right now? Did you hear
still
it a moment
funny.
Ago?
Yeah, yeah. It's still right. funny.
Just checking.
Okay.
All right, sexiest thing he ever said to you. Number one, my husband told me I was like bacon because I make everything better.
Okay, sweet.
Honey, I cleaned the bathrooms today. Okay. You taste like champagne. Ooh. I brought home tacos. Oh. Those eyes could melt an iceberg.
Okay.
Just relax and finish your wine. I'll do the dishes.
Ooh.
I've never seen anybody eat pizza like that before. A lot of food stuff you ladies are turned on by. Do you want to do face and foot masks tonight while watching Coco? Hey, baby, why don't you take off those Uggs so we can do it?
What?
And finally, not 50 Shades of Grey, it's 40 Shades of Tommy.
Oh, my gosh.
I think that one's winning.
What do you go with, Whip?
Brought home tacos.
I'm going with, it's not 50 Shades of Grey, it's 40 Shades of Tommy. I'm sorry, you
get to pick.
I know, you do get to pick. You're absolutely right. What are you picking?
I brought home some tacos.
All right, tacos it is.
Good. Nice choice.
I brought home tacos. Bring some tacos. You fall in love with them. You break up. And then what do you not do, Whip?
Rip.
What do you not
After you
do?
Break up, and you're trying to get better.
Are you going to get back under him because then you won't get over him?
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Morning, Jim. Want to try a new mocha latte chino?
Just a coffee. Why's everything got to be so complicated? Like those new smart meters.
That's not complicated. ComEd smart meters give you access to more online tools and programs. They put you in control of your energy use, so you can save a little or a lot, Tay.
Ah, I get it. Make that coffee a large. No latte.
That's smarter power made simple. Learn more at ComEd.com/smartmeter. ComEd, powering lives.